Hey everyone, and welcome back to season 2 of the Turbulence Podcast, where we get to chat all about dating, relationships, and lifestyle changes due to coronavirus. Today, we get the opportunity to hear from a woman who has made it her goal to help people find their special someone. Let's welcome our love expert and matchmaker, Mekki.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Of course, I'm super excited that you said yes, because I have some questions for you.
Nice. And hopefully I have all the answers you need today.
So first off, what is a matchmaker? Because in my head, I'm automatically thinking about that show that came out. Do you remember that show that came out with that woman and she was like matchmaking everybody together, except they had all this money or something like that? Are you familiar with that?
Yes. I believe you're speaking of The Millionaire Matchmaker. Yep. Her name is Patty Stanger. So the funny thing is, I actually reached out to her that many years ago to try to work with her, because that's how long, actually longer than that, but I've been obsessed for that long with relationship and matchmaking. So yes, I do remember that show. I loved that show back then. But to answer your question, in my opinion, a matchmaker is a single person's wingman, or in my case, wingwoman. Basically, there's so many people who are scared to approach new people, or, you know, have a fear of rejection. So that's when I step in, put on my matchmaker hat, and am able to help them out. So
that's so dope. I mean, just for the listeners to know, I've already talked to Mekki before. You know, I've talked to her before because I was like, enough's enough. I don't know what I'm doing. Is something wrong? I'm tired of this, you know? And I think that it's really great to just see, especially a Black woman. I haven't seen a Black woman as a matchmaker.
Hey.
I love that. I love that. And also the fact that you also call yourself like a love coach. You know, mm-hmm. So what are like is there like a difference between a matchmaker, a love coach, a love guru? Are
they the same? Right. So I am actually, yes, I am a certified relationship coach, or love coach, some people call it. Me, myself, I feel like I'm able to call myself a love guru, because I've been in more than enough relationships, or have given more than enough advice, relationship advice, to friends or people that I know, family, or even now clients, where I'm like, okay, I have the answers. And it's just something that comes natural to me. So as far as being a love coach or a love guru, to me, it's one and the same. And I think it's more just about preference on what people want to call, you know, themselves. So, but yeah.
That's so pretty dope.
That sounds bad. I'm like, I've dated so many people. I mean, hey. It's
No, I feel you. Then you should have the, you know, what's needed to tell us what to do, because the dating scene right now is out of control. And don't even add coronavirus on top of it.
Don't even add that. Right. But as far as the love coach or the relationship coach, I did actually, you know, like I said, certified, which you don't have to be certified to be a matchmaker. You don't have to be certified to be a relationship coach. But to me, I wanted to, you know, do a bit more research to find out if there's a proper, and I'm doing air quotes with that, if there's a proper way to kind of give instruction to clients, or do I just continue to wing it? And so by taking that lesson, that was able to kind of help me with the structure of it all. So that helped.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all listening too. She is certified. She knows what she's talking about. So if someone were to acquire your services, what are the services that you provide?
So for Match by Mekki, I offer self-love. I feel like love should start within. So we do like a self-love party. That's a service where you need help working on yourself first. Of course, matchmaking. I also have been hired several times to host singles events, like speed dating. I host my own couples events. I do wedding coordinating. I prefer same day, because dealing with brides for an entire year or more can be draining, especially for someone who's a mom, and, you know, I'm always busy, and matchmaking, and then of course the relationship coach. So all of that, and specifically for the guys, I've helped guys with proposal planning. So you know, all things love. I say all things love. I'm your girl.
Do you typically have more women who you know go with your services, or is it a good mix? Like, are men actually out there, you know, like, I mean, it's just hard for me. I've had a really hard journey, so I'm trying to just be, you know, calm, because then yeah. You start thinking about everything. But like, are guys like actually coming to you and saying like, okay, I really want, you know, a good woman in my life and I need your help and support?
They are. And the thing is, I feel like guys have a harder time kind of accepting the fact that they need help with it. And they're kind of just like, oh, whatever, she'll come around. But then later down the line, they are in their 40s or 50s, not saying that's old, but it's like, damn, I probably should have reached out to Match by Mecki then. I have, you know, a guy who has come to mind now. He's like, as soon as outside opens, let me know, like, take my number, please don't forget about me. So I have people, you know, male prospects, I guess, who are waiting for me to be able to assist them as far as the matchmaking part goes. But in the meantime, if you need relationship coaching or dating advice or just tips before you are able to step back into the dating scene, I'm also able to help them out. But no, trust me, guys need help. Women approach me more than guys do, so I can't even front there. But the guys are asking too, so.
I think for me, like, I'm going to be very vulnerable with you and just say, like, what's on my mind. Like, for those listening, I reached out to her, to Mecki, through a friend of mine. And we had a consultation or a chat. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I think it was just the embarrassment about it. Like, you don't want people to know that you're, you know, trying to get help to seek a partner. Like, it kind of puts you in a weird place. And I think that's where I was. I think I've grown out of it now. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you say to those people who are like nervous? They don't want people to know that they, you know, need your help.
Just go for it. And I think that's with anything that you do in life. A lot of people are scared of to fail or scared of rejection or scared, just embarrassed of so many different things. And it's like, you can either go for it or be stuck the way you are for so long. And even with you, when you called me, I didn't say, oh, let me find out, you know, how I can put her information on blast. It's all going to be confidential. I'm not reaching out to whoever referred you to me and saying, hey, I spoke with, you know, Tyler or any of that. You know, that's not my position. So just go for it. And then you'll see, I'm super chill. I'm super nice, you know, and there's nothing to be nervous about with speaking with me. So it's a fun time.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely thinking more about it, especially with all of this. And then, you know, now you can't just meet people like that.
Right.
You know, they got a mask on. They might look sexy with them eyes, but you don't know what's under that mask. You don't know.
I was actually going to say, I've already spoken with a few people and they're like, girl, I got catfished. And I'm like, yes, I knew this was going to happen. They have the hat, which already we know when guys take their hats off, it's a whole different person under there. But now they cover
a whole different
grill and everything else. You can't see much. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
So like, just as a quick question before I dive into like the virtual dating stuff, when it comes to the matchmaking, like, are you taking people's preferences into account? Like when it comes to like the physical part, because I know I've watched The Millionaire Matchmaker and I know sometimes like someone might not be attracted fully to that person, but you know that they would connect, their personalities would mesh. Like, how, what is kind of like the process of making sure that people are compatible with each other?
So I go based off of interest, and also I am able to filter through chemistry, you know. I just go off of a vibe. So, but if you come to me and say this person cannot be less than 5'6", then of course, if I see someone 5'5", I'm not even going to look their way. So I try to get as close to what it is that you're asking me for, but especially with us being in California.
That's a first. That's a good one.
Honey, it is hard to kind of get people to see just past the looks, but once they are able to get past that, then they can say like, oh, you know what? She was onto something. So, you know, if you, like I said, if you're looking for a certain height or especially religion, or if something is super important to you, then I absolutely want to keep that in mind and get as close to that as possible. As far as finding out if people are a good fit, number one, I will find out what it is that my client is looking for. As far as, is looks a huge factor, religion, height, whatever the case may be, what are your, and I ask for the top three, because I feel like, especially in California, people can have a long list of no's and it's like, okay, really, is it that serious? So I want to find out your top three. And then aside from that, I try to get as close to that list as possible, but then I also want to dig a little deeper, make sure the energy or the vibe of both people will be on the same wave. So,
Have you had any like successful matches, or people are like getting married or engaged or kids or anything like that?
No kids yet, but that would be cool. And they probably should name their baby Mekki. But yes, as far as like, I do more than just matchmaking. So yes, I've had couples who have dated after I've connected them and are still dating, which is great. I've also, for me, with doing wedding coordinating, I've done their wedding, they're still married, you know, so just different areas of that as far as self-love and just coming to me for self-love advice on how they can build on their own self, you know, so many different ways I feel like can be successful. So absolutely.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the current dating scene that we're in. And since we're both in California, let's talk about California for a second. So for me, I'm noticing that in LA, it seems like a lot of the guys are not really like approaching women as much as like in the South or in the East. And so I'm just curious on just your thoughts. Like, it's F-boy stuff, it's ghosting, it's toxic relationships in 2019, 2020. Like, what do you think? What do you think is going on right now with people and relationships?
So if I could say in one word how the dating scene is in Los Angeles, I would use the term trash. It's trash. And I'm so happy that I've been married for how long? November will be 12 years for me and my husband, because I would not even want to play around in the dating scene right now.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Which is why, you know, it's great to be a matchmaker. People can come to me and try to get some help. So that's awesome. But I think a lot of the guys, they know because of social media and women too, that there's so many options. And the thing about social media, which I feel like is a big reason why the dating scene is how it is, trash. They just know, like, they don't have to really dress up. They can be who they want to be on the other side of their phone and kind of flex a little bit, you know, like the Bow Wow challenge. They can be whoever they want to be on the other side of the phone. As far as approaching people, I just think that goes back to people being scared of rejection. One of my male clients before, I asked him, you know, hey, we were out at a cafe. And I'm like, if you see a woman right now walk by and you're attracted to her, how would you let her know? And he just did like a little head nod. I'm like, what? Like, what does that even mean?
Nothing, and not a damn thing.
Exactly. And I asked him why. And he's like, well, I don't know. Like, I just don't know what to say. And what if she, you know, it's basically just a fear of rejection type of thing. And I think women are kind of trained, you don't approach guys. And then guys are now scared of rejection because maybe they don't feel the most confident in who they are. And then the guys who are super confident a lot of times turned out to be douchebags, and they just feel like they're too good to approach people. So it's all just trickling down to trash, you know? So I just think people should work on, to me, I don't even think women should be scared to approach guys because guys are scared to approach women. You know, you don't want to come off too needy or too desperate, but don't be scared because the guys are also scared these days. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I've been to a couple of like relationship, you know, like conversations at lounges, And a lot of the times, you know, like women are always taught, you know, that you're supposed to let the guy come to you. You're supposed to let the guy chase you, you know. And so sometimes it may feel weird to like flip the script and be the one, you know, who's going towards someone else. And so I think that's interesting. And I don't know. I haven't done that since college. College, I was doing whatever. I'm like, hey, you cute. Like, talk to me. But now I guess I'm just a little nervous that it's going to be a one-sided relationship for some reason. If I, you know, start it off, it's weird.
Well, I think because you said, you know, basically approaching someone and then chasing someone. So that's two different things. You can approach someone and let them know like, oh, hey, you know, I think you look nice or type of thing. Here, take my number. Now, the chasing part, I don't think women should chase a guy. I do think that's when you say, okay, well, here, I tossed you the ball. The ball's in your court now. Now let's see what you do with it, you know? So that's the thin line there that I think people should kind of, you know, figure out. How do I balance this? How do I approach someone but not be the one who's doing the chasing? So you're still doing the lady role, air quotes again, you know, because, you know, lady role type of thing works nowadays. Everybody wants equal access to do everything, which, hey, to each their own. But I think it's okay to approach someone. If you're a woman, it's okay to approach a guy, but definitely don't chase them. That's not your job.
Got it. Don't chase a man or a woman, whoever it is.
Your choice. Look, whatever it is, you go ahead, shoot your shot, and then let them take the ball and do what they can with it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, since we're not really dating, we're not really going out on dates right now because of COVID. Rude. So people are shifting to virtual dating. What does that even mean to you, virtual dating?
Okay. So to me, there's online dating and then there's virtual dating. Online dating was what happened before the whole COVID safer at home thing took place. I was not a fan of online dating. I do know that it works for some people, but to me, it's more sketchy than not. Virtual dating, okay, it's kind of like, if this is what you got to do, then you got to do it. But I would say maybe spend that time with someone who you met through someone you trust. You know, don't just go on and hook up with anybody, even though I'm sure it's very safe since you guys are in two different places. But don't waste your time just speaking to anyone. Just kind of, if your friend introduces you to this person and you guys want to video chat that way virtually, you know, then that's fine. But right now I think people are kind of just figuring out how this whole change is going to affect them. And if that's what it boils down to, then so be it.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole virtual. Interaction. So that's interesting. What do you say to people like me who are unsure of whether they should find a matchmaker in their area and seek advice from a professional?
I would say, look at your dating history. I hear like an echo. Do you hear an echo?
Oh, I don't hear an echo on my end. No.
It's fine now. I would say, look at your dating history and see how that worked out for you. And why not try something new? Right?
Now I hear, now I hear the weird thing. Okay. Let me ask the question one more time because it was going like, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What do you say to people like me who are unsure of whether they should find a matchmaker in their area and seek advice from a professional?
I would say, look at your dating history and see how that's worked out for you. And really just give it a try.
Damn.
I know, right? I really feel like just give it a try. I feel like people, even if it does turn out to be a waste, depending on who it is that you decide to work with. I mean, me, I've spent $300 to get my hair done and took it out the same day because I was pissed. You know, not saying my services are $300. They could be more, they could be less, but I'm just saying I've done something that I'm like, oh, let me see how this works out and have not been pleased with it. And it's like, oh, well, at least you tried it. You know, why not try something new? The time is not waiting for you. So, you know, this could be a different approach. And, you know, basically, I'm not hooking you up with just anybody. you know, I'm trying to get as close to what it is that you're asking for in the dating world. So why not? And it could be a completely fun experience. So
are you still taking clients during this time?
I'm taking clients as far as self-love, relationship coaching. If you're already in a relationship, matchmaking, I'm not doing at the time because I can't hit the ground running.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mekki. This was such a fun conversation.
So much fun. So fun. Always a great time with
you. Please tell them where they can find you because I know they're going to be looking.
All right. So if you guys have Instagram, you can find me at Matched by Mekki, and that's M-E-C-K-I. I'm on Facebook, Matched by Mekki, with the spaces in between. My website is www.matchedbymekki.com. And I also have a YouTube channel, Matched by Mekki. Pretty much everything is Matched by Mekki.
Beautiful. All right. You heard her. Thank you all.